Welcome to the Real Estate Success and Support Podcast, your resource for real estate strategies, tips, and best practices to take your business to the next level. There's no reason you can't double your sales. So let's get to it with your host, Kristen Brindley.
Hello, everyone. This is Kristen Brindley, publisher of DC Metro and Nova Real Producers. I'm here with Ryan and Jason of Town & Country. Thank you guys so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Hello.
They were in our 40 under 40 issue of Nova Real Producers. And if you didn't check it out, page 20, it's the second generation of leadership at Town & Country. And they've been in business for, you know, over 40 years and have 30 families that are second generation, which says a lot about character, integrity, and what a great business they run. So it's an honor to have you guys as a partner pretty much since the beginning of Real Producers. And I'm excited to hear your both stories. So Ryan, I would love to hear, like, tell us how you got started in Town & Country and what you're doing now there. And then Jason, I'd love to hear the same.
So before graduating college, I was in here as a packer for a little bit just to understand and see if I wanted to be a part of the business later and understand it. After graduating, came in, just learned the ins and outs of the company to start, got into marketing, and from there on, just understanding the real estate industry as a whole and becoming more involved in the day-to-day operations.
Nice. Jason.
Yeah, so when I was in college, every summer I would come here, work for my uncle as a packer and a mover in the summers before going back to college. After I graduated, I did work in here for about 6 months before I lived abroad in Vietnam and was teaching English. Once my contract was up there, it was a natural fit that I came back here to start my career in sales for Town & Country.
Beautiful. So is that what you all do now? Like, can you tell us more about your position now and what it is that you run and what you do?
So, I'm pretty much have my hands in everything here. People could just call me the jack of all trades. So I do sales and marketing. I am the primary like phone email estimator here since I'm mostly in the office day to day. I'm working on updating the company and bringing it more into the modern age. And just being involved in every department of the company.
Yeah, I mean, I'm by trade, I'm a certified moving consultant. So I'm out on the road going to see clients and potential customers, give them estimates. But when I'm not doing that, I'm doing a lot of networking on my own, as well as spending a lot of time in the office helping out Ryan with over the phone and email estimates.
Nice. Thanks, you guys. I wanted to give a little more background for everybody to know what you all are in now, too. So can you tell me, what's been most rewarding working at Town & Country for you all? Like, what's been most rewarding?
I mean, it's really just the appreciation of clients, whether it's like friends, clients, business partners, realtors, whoever's involved in the whole process. Like, we do our best to like make everyone happy at the end, and just getting the phone call that like we don't ask for, the Google review or something like that. It's just great to see people like so excited about how everything went.
Well, and you all are so established that you have a lot of word of mouth and then also a lot of realtor referrals, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So what's not only what's been most rewarding, but what's been most challenging?
From the start, when I first got here, it was jumping into a largely paper reliant business. The moving industry itself was like a lot of paper before iPads and iPhones and everything like that came out. It's a lot of contracts. So it's just updating, continuously updating, staying on top of, where the industry is going in terms of infrastructure and everything like that. And just trying to make us more efficient without compromising like our customer service.
What sets you all apart or makes you different?
Yeah. So, I mean, first off, I'm honest. I care. And moving is the third most stressful time in your life, or so the study says. And, you know, I understand, and we all understand when a customer needs their hand held throughout the process, whether it's their first time using professional movers, or it's possibly someone in their elder age using movers for the last time. You know, we want to make sure we're there for them at all times, whether it be morning, evening, afternoon, weekends, holidays, we're there.
I can see why you're in the job that you are there. Like, if I could feel that you care about people, that is awesome. How do you find clients? Like, what sets you apart finding your clients and so on?
Yeah. So, I mean, we have a commitment to making sure every client ends their move the right way. We do have experience for over 40 plus years. So we're clearly doing something right. I mean, we're happy to get recommendations from our referral partners, our realtors that we work with, and, you know, a happy customer is happy to spread the word about us. And that's the best way of growing our business and getting more customers.
Love it. What's the next step in the business? Like, what's the plan, you know, next 1 to 5 years? What does that look like?
Yeah, I mean, we always want to keep growing, increase our warehouse capacity, our capacity of doing moves, and growing our staging business as well. That's prime for the next 5 years.
Tell us about that. So the staging, you know, the staging part of the company, like, why was that created? And, you know, what are the advantages of having that be part of the moving company?
So we saw a need where there a lot of realtors didn't have a staging partner, or were staging stuff themselves, or a lot of them were actually storing their staging furniture with us. So we were looking into trying to create like a one-stop shop in terms of the moving process, because staging isn't just staging. Someone does have to move the furniture in and out for you. And a lot of the times realtors like use their family or hire day labor or work on that with someone else. So we saw a need to pretty much be a one-stop shop in terms of getting the staging furniture out there using our movers and everything like that. And when all said is done and the house sells, we come out and get the staging furniture. We know what furniture it is, so that way we don't take the customer's furniture as well. And then we then move the customer's furniture to their new home. So it makes it more a easy, fluid process, as opposed to dealing with multiple companies. Now you only have to work with one in terms of just handling furniture.
That's great. That's much more one-stop shop, streamlined, easier for the client. You know, we have a joke about, you know, give me liberty or give me death. Now it's like, give me convenience, right? And that is definitely more convenient, it sounds like. Why is it like really important to work with a great moving company? Tell us about that. Like, why is it so important?
So the one thing that I think we've learned over the years, like the industry itself doesn't have a great reputation. There's a lot of horror stories out there and people always hear nightmare scenarios. So there's a lot of bad companies out there that don't really care about the customer or anything like that, or just like trying to make a quick buck. And it's easy to be fooled by like lower rates, cheaper rates, or anything like that. Now there are some reputable small companies that are cheaper. Not to say that we work with a lot of them and actually recommend a lot of them at the same time too. But it's just important to work with a reputable mover, because it's someone that you can trust. Like they've been around a lot longer, their reputation precedes them and everything like that.
They're not going to break your stuff or, you know, hurt the house or yeah.
And God forbid a small nick or something like that happens, they don't disappear overnight.
Right. Yeah. You're actually taking care of it. What are you focused on this year? What are you wanting to accomplish this year?
It's just keep growing as a company. That way our employees always have work to do. Like we said, we're a big family here. Like if we don't have moves to do, like as a salesperson and as every salesperson here, it's not just us that are making money. We're trying to make sure that our employees are making money as well, that they're constantly busy. And on top of that, just grow our staging division. It's a little bit over 3 years old at this point now. So we're just trying to keep growing that as well.
Love it. So everyone has like a secret weapon, a habit, a way of doing things. They attribute a lot of their success to. What is that for you all?
First off, throughout the moving process, good communication is key. You know, we try to always maintain that good communication and always being honest. I mean, it's nobody wants to get the workaround, especially when moving. And, you know, letting my personality shine through, smiling always helps too. Mask or no mask, you know, you can always smile.
And I'll jump in and add one more thing too. I mean, our secret weapon is our movers. Like they're trained in customer service and they love what they do. So that's why we have the reputation that we do. It's not us as salespeople or the people who started the company or the infrastructure here, but it's really our movers.
Isn't that great too? Like it's not even, I mean, it's from the table growing up for like 30 of the families, right? Like the characteristics and the attributes like passed on. I think that's fantastic. Why did you all decide to be part of Real Producers? Tell us about your experience for Real Producers.
I mean, from the experience, it's just the people, whether it be you, the other partners that are there as well, the realtors themselves, everyone's just great to be around, filled with like great personalities. Everyone's always knowledgeable and fun to talk to and great, just great hearts.
Thank you. I feel that way about everybody too. The community, the tribe of people are, that's fantastic people, which makes a great, you know, community. So what is one inside tip you can give others to help when using your business?
It is never too early to get a quote. A lot of people wait until the last second or think that movers aren't busy or that it's easy. Even us as a larger company in the area, if someone calls us in the heat of summer, 2 days before their move, we're going to be booked up unless they happen to get really lucky. So I always recommend, like, even when they're looking at buying a home or thinking about selling or anything like that, it's never too early to get a quote. That way they're just prepared and they're on our radar as well. So we're always able to follow up and see if they're ready or if there's any changes in their timeline.
That is very sound advice. Yeah. What is one piece of advice that served you well in working with realtors and or like a myth that you'd like to dispel? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so it's just putting the realtors and their clients first when moving and always making sure they're at ease because it can be stressful. And, you know, at the end of the day, we want to make our referring realtors look very good. And we do a very good job of that. We can guarantee it. You know, not necessarily a myth, but what makes a great moving company different from a bad one is how things are handled throughout the entire process. Whether something goes wrong, you know, we want to make sure we're there right away to nip it in the bud and handle it. And that's the big difference that separates it, because we're going to be for them. We're going to be there for them from beginning to end.
And afterwards.
Yeah. I've heard, and also Ryan, you say a couple of times, you know, you're there at the end of the transaction, make sure it closes, the end book is closed really well too, right? Like,
yeah.
I heard you say like two or three times earlier. I was like, absolutely. I think that's great. it's a pleasure to have you guys at our events, be part of our community, and you know, Town and Country Movers does a great job. So definitely check them out. And, you know, thanks, you guys. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Success and Support Podcast. To get even more information to take your real estate business to the next level, visit kristenbrindley.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and tune in next week. And until then, please leave us a review on iTunes.